to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I'm a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the PeopleStack. If you'd like to find out more about what we do here at the PeopleStack, please check out our webinar at thepeoplestack.com/webinar. You're going to learn the 4 strategic and mindset shifts our clients have used to command 200K plus salaries as tech managers while living lives of abundance, freedom, and joy. Without further ado, please enjoy today's episode. Hello there, everyone. The topic of the week was a popular request. And the topic is help. I'm scared to evangelize my excellence. I need help evangelizing my excellence because I'm scared to do it. And this was one of the winners. There's actually a tie. So what I did in my Facebook group, and if you haven't joined yet, you can hop on over there. It's just jenbunk.com/Facebook. But in my Facebook group, I did a poll of what topic do you want me to talk about? So we release these podcasts, these videos. Yes, you may be listening to it on as a podcast. You may be watching it on YouTube. But I also publish them first in my Facebook group. And so I asked them, what do you want me to talk about? And I gave them a bunch of different choices. And there were 2 winners that got the most responses. One of them was, I'm scared to evangelize my excellence, help. So that's why I'm talking about that one this week. And the other one that won, by the way, was I'm feeling directionless and missionless in my tech career. So we'll definitely be talking about that one again as well. And these are both topics that they're perennial topics here at the PeopleStack. So if you've been following me for a while, you know that we talk about mission and purpose a lot. And so we will continue talking about that in the weeks to come. And we also talk about evangelizing your excellence a lot as well. And so if you're new, now you know, we talk about that a lot. And the reason that we talk about evangelizing your excellence so much is because it's important. It's necessary in order to upgrade your technical career. You cannot get recognized. You cannot earn a higher salary. You cannot earn a promotion. You cannot get placed on more challenging, high-profile projects that give you the chance to have even more of an impact. You cannot get a seat at the table with the senior leaders if you do not evangelize your excellence. So it's one of the key pieces. So a lot of times when people ask me what I do, I help tech managers upgrade their careers. Oh, how do you do that exactly? Well, of course, it varies from person to person, and everybody has their own context and brings their own personalities and behavioral styles to the mix. But really what we found after doing this for the last 5 years is that there's 2 pieces to it. You have to build your excellence as a leader. You also have to evangelize it. And we focus on both for sure. Building your excellence as a leader is also an important piece to this leadership upgrading game. Your career upgrading game, building your excellence is extremely important. After all, you can't evangelize your excellence if you don't have any and if you're not continually building that excellence. Well, one of the reasons why I focus on evangelizing your excellence so much is because I feel like that's something that other coaches and consultants and leadership training programs, they just don't talk about enough. They talk all about, almost exclusively about the leadership game and the building your excellence as a leader game. There's plenty of stuff out there about that. And the reason is because it is an important piece to this. Don't get me wrong. It's important. That's also necessary. It's important to learn how to build relationships and be a better coach and a mentor to your team member. It's important to learn how to think strategically and see the whole board and not get stuck in the tactical weeds. It's important to learn how to inspire people, not just to motivate people, but to inspire them to reach their true potential. This is all what leadership is about. It's important to be able to just get stuff done and be effective and be efficient and have fun while you're doing it. And all the while, keep your team and everyone around you connected with a greater sense of purpose and mission. All of that and then some. How to run great one-on-ones, how to have awesome meetings so that you're not feeling like you're wasting your time. All of that is important. And there's lots of other little and big pieces that are involved in building your excellence as a leader. But if that's all you do, then whether or not you actually get recognized for all of the value that you're adding, whether or not you actually earn a raise, earn a promotion, get the chance to have an even higher impact, whether or not that happens, it's a crapshoot. You're rolling the dice if you're not evangelizing your excellence. So that's why this is so, so, so important. I cannot underline it enough. And what we mean, by the way, by evangelizing your excellence, one of the frequently asked questions that I get after I do a talk or a training or a webinar where I talk about evangelizing your excellence is, well, can you give me some examples? Like, what does this mean? Like, what does that look like? What it means really is it's self-promotion, but it's self-promotion on steroids, you know, in a good way, right? In a legal way, right? Nobody's going to get kicked out of the game for doing it, right? So, but it's like up-leveling. It's not just about self-promotion. It's about being your own advocate and being an advocate for your team. So it's not just about tooting your own horn, shouting through your own megaphone. When I first started in a position, it was actually when I first started in a faculty position many, many years ago, they talked to us about the importance of promoting yourself and really sharing your wins. And one of the things that they brought a megaphone. And so the person who was saying, you got to self-promote, and you know, this is what it's like. And she had this huge megaphone. And she's like, you got to toot your own horn. You got to shout through that megaphone. And so that's self-promotion. Like, that's the classic, okay, share your wins, right? So these are all, so self-promotion, anything that would fall under the classic definition of self-promotion certainly would be included in evangelizing your excellence, right? Sharing your wins, sharing your team's wins, letting people know the value that you're adding in doing that. But it's really, in evangelizing your excellence, it's really more than that as well. It's also about making sure on an ongoing basis that you are communicating not just like the numbers and the value, but like reminding people in subtle and not so subtle ways that, you know, you're here and you're badass and you're going to make an impact and you're here to help, that you are here to add value, that you have this skill set. And please use me for this skill set. I am here to help. And so that's one of the reasons why people are so scared to evangelize their excellence, by the way, is because they think that it's all about them. It's not. Actually, ultimately, by evangelizing your excellence, you are letting people know, by you voicing your wins and your value and your skills and how you can help, you're giving other people a voice and the chance to get better because you can help them. That's really what it's ultimately is about. So if you're not evangelizing your excellence, you're being selfish, because there are people on your team, there are people in your organization, there are people in your life who need your help. And if they don't know how you can help, they're not going to ask. They're not going to know to ask. And so it's why it's so important to evangelize your excellence. And that's also why it's more than just self-promotion. It's also about, on an on an ongoing basis, being that evangelizer. And actually the way that we came up with this term, the evangelizing your excellence, is because there are, and I actually had a friend of mine who I went to grad school with, and I found out that he was becoming a community. He was the job that he now has is a community evangelizer, an organizational evangelizer for the company that he was working for. I was like, oh, wow, that's so wonderful. Like, what is it? What do you do as an evangelizer? And he basically said, like, All day, I get to talk about how awesome we are as a company. All day, I get to talk about our mission and our vision and what we value and how we've won and how many people we've helped and how many lives we've changed and what impact that we've made. And by doing that, we get to help even more people. That's what you're doing when you're evangelizing your excellence and evangelizing the excellence of your team and those around you as well. And so you can start to see why it's so, so important and critical, not just to you, but to the tech world, to your team, to your organization. It's so important to do. And so that's the what, like, that's what we're talking about here. When I use the term evangelizing your excellence. It's a key piece to the career upgrading puzzle. So then the question becomes the how. How do I do it? And this is where it's a little bit trickier because it's also straightforward. And what I mean by that is that there's a lot of stuff that could be getting in the way of you going out there and effectively from an inspired place, from a place of caring, from a place of loving other people. There's a lot of stuff that's keeping you from evangelizing your excellence in that way. And one of them very well could be that you don't know how, that you've never done it before, not really, in that you need a structure, you need a system, you need somebody to help guide you to talk in this new way about yourself that you've never done before. And so that's certainly part of it, is the structure and the step-by-step. But the other piece of it too is I'm scared to do it. Right. And that's why I phrased it that way when I shared the option with my Facebook group. I'm scared to evangelize my excellence. Help. The reason why I phrased it this way, I didn't phrase it like, I don't know how to evangelize my excellence. Help. Although that probably would have gotten a number of clicks as well. But the scared part, the fear part, this is what comes up time and time again. When we talk with clients, when we have one-on-ones with clients, when we really dig deep into what's keeping you from effectively and from a place of heart and love, what's keeping you from evangelizing your excellence? And it's, I'm scared. I am fearful. That's actually really what's keeping me. Because if they're clients of ours, they have the system. They have the strategy. We have the step-by-step strategy. So they can't, it's not that anymore. So it's kind of like, what's keeping you from using the strategy? It's because I'm scared. And that's really the thing that gets in the way is the fear. And the fear can come up in a number of different ways, right? And so that's where having a coach, having an expert to guide you is actually essential in this case. Like, if you know that the number one thing, or at least like the big thing, the 80% thing that's keeping you from earning more money, earning more recognition, climbing up the career ladder and making more of an impact as a technical leader, if you know that a huge piece of that is that you are not evangelizing your excellence, then it's going to be required that you get someone to help you to do that. Because look, you're listening to this because you're looking for insights. You're listening to this right now and watching this right now because you're looking for information and insights and help on a particular topic, evangelizing your excellence. And if you've been trying to do it but haven't, you've been trying to figure it out on your own for some time now. And if you haven't figured it out, then you're not going to be able to figure it out on your own. You're going to need some help with it. That's just the reality of it. Because if you're listening to this right now, if you're watching this right now, you are a committed technical professional. You're a committed technical leader. You want to do what's right. You want to do well. You're smart. You're super smart. You're super intelligent. You would have figured it out already. If you would have figured it out if you could, like you would have, you know, like you just would have. So don't keep thinking that you're going to figure it out and you're going to figure it out on your own and you're going to keep figuring it out. You're going to like magically figure it out you're looking for that magic key. Oh, there's that one article out there. There's that magic article that I just haven't found yet. There's that magic blog post. There's that magic YouTube video. There's that magic book that I just haven't found yet. And if I just find that, then that's going to be the key. That's going to be the magic bullet to me finally being able to effectively evangelize my excellence. There's no magic bullet. Stop searching for it. And get the help you need in order to evangelize your excellence effectively and from a place of love and heart. And so it's really fear though. Like whenever we talk to clients, prospective clients about why they're not evangelizing their excellence or why they're not doing it more, or some of them aren't even doing it at all, they're scared. Right? That's what always comes up. And the fear can come from a number of different places. And some of it, rightly so, right? This is another reason to get expert help with this, expert guidance with this, is because what's it going to cost you if you evangelize your excellence in the wrong way? If you try to do it, but you do it ineffectively, there's a lot that it can cost you. It can cost you relationships. It can cost you trust. It can cost you that next promotion, that very thing that you're trying to get by evangelizing your excellence. It can cost you that because you may come off like a money-grubbing idiot. You're not going to mean to, but because it's new, because you haven't done it before, you don't know how to do it effectively, and you very well probably have some really negative beliefs about it and that it's not going to work, or you don't know how to do it, but you give it a shot anyway, then the chances of it failing are pretty high because you don't have the expert support, because you don't have the expert proven strategies and systems so that you could at least get started. Right. And so that was for those of you who you may want to just, you know, go off and okay, I'm just going to try to evangelize my excellence and see how it goes. That's a really risky game you're playing there, because the biggest thing that you're risking there is trust. And trust is the bedrock of all of your relationships as a technical leader, as a person. So if you start self-promoting and owning your worth and start coming off like an icky, grimy salesperson all of a sudden, you're going to start eroding that trust. And I know that's not what you want. And so that's why you want to get expert help with this. And then there's also those of you who don't even want to do it at all because you're so scared of that potential consequence. You're not even doing it at all. And that's just as bad, like I was explaining in the beginning. Because if you don't do it at all, it's a crapshoot whether or not you actually get recognized. It's a crapshoot whether or not you're even in line for that next promotion. It's a crapshoot whether or not you get access to the scarce resources that are available at your organization. So either way, it's essential to evangelize your excellence. You got to get over the fear. And you got to do it well. And how do you do that? You get expert help. And that's what we're there for. You know, I'm just going to call it tight here, because I'm not going to try to pretend that I can explain in one 15 to 20 minute video, even two or three or four 15 to 20 minute videos to people who, you know, I don't even know how to effectively evangelize your excellence, right? I'm talking to an audience out there, like some of you I know who are watching, you know, the regular watchers, like I know who you are. You know, I keep you in mind when I'm doing these things, like I'm talking to you, right? But there's so many of you out there. There's no way that I can like say, okay, here are the five steps to effectively evangelize your excellence and it's guaranteed to work. No, like that would be committing malpractice. So I'm not even going to go there, because the fact of the matter is, you want to know how to evangelize your excellence given your career goals, given the dream that you want to build for yourself, given what's going on right now and what's not working right now in your career and at work, given all of that, given the context, given what your real fear is, like what is that actual fear, like the specific fear that you need to get over. There's so many variables that's why it requires expert help. And that's why we do what we do. That's why we provide our clients not only with the proven strategies and systems so that they know how to evangelize their excellence, but also with the ongoing support so that they can keep at it and demolish and fight those demons, that fear that is keeping them from doing it and from doing it consistently and from doing it consistently well, so they can evangelize their excellence from a place of authenticity, so it doesn't feel fake. Like it's an authentic voice. It's your voice. How do you do that? That's a dance. That's a game. That's a path we get to walk together. And also how to do it from a place of integrity. How to make sure that you feel good about the way that you're evangelizing your excellence. That's in line with your values and it's in line with your mission. That's what requires the expert help. So if you want to be able to evangelize your excellence from a place of authenticity, from a place of integrity, so that you can finally upgrade your career as a technical leader, and finally earn more than just a 5% raise, finally get the recognition that you deserve, not just in title only, but actual recognition. Yes, the money, but also that sense of, wow, I am making an impact and people are seeing it. And you're going to be able to live your life from a place of joy and freedom and balance. If that's what you want, it's time to book a call with us, thepeoplestack.com/book. And we're going to talk about all the things that matter so that we can best help you. What matters is what's going on right now in your career and what's working and what's not working, what's going on at work with your team, with your boss, and what's working and what's not working. We're going to assess all of the details that are necessary. We're also going to talk about where you want to go. What are your dreams? What are your career goals? And then from all of that, we will give you, after we do all of that assessment, all of that detailed assessment, we're going to give you a detailed and custom tailored plan so that you can move forward in evangelizing your excellence from a place of integrity, from a place of compassion, from a place of where it's authentic, so that you can upgrade your career. We're going to give you that custom tailored plan. And if we're 100% confident that we're the ones to help you implement that plan, that we're the ones, that our systems and strategies are the ones for you, the exact ones for you, and that the kind of support that we give is exactly the kind of support that you need right now, then we're going to talk about what that help would look like. And we'll talk about all of the details. If we're not 100% confident that we can help, we're still going to give you that plan. We're still going to give you, we're going to guide you toward resources so that you can keep moving forward. It's win-win. It's win-win. As long as you show up to the call ready to take an honest look in the mirror to say, okay, this is what's not working with me. This is what I'm scared about. This is whether you are evangelizing your excellence or not, and what's working and what's not working there, and then what your goals are. As long as you're ready to show up and have an honest conversation to get to the truth about what's going on in your tech career right now and what's possible once you overcome all of the challenges that you know you need to overcome, that's really what it's all about. Because sometimes people ask, well, how should I prepare for the call? There's nothing that you need to do for the call in terms of like homework, right? You don't need to like gather any information. There's nothing really that you need to do, but what in terms of that kind of thing. But what we want you to do, because we want you to get the most value out of the call, right? And the people who get the most value out of the call and the most clarity out of this call is you just need to show up ready to have an honest conversation and get to the truth about your tech career. That's it. Show up that way. And we gotcha. We'll ask the questions. That's on our side. We're the experts. Don't worry about that. You just need to be prepared to answer our questions in an honest way. So that's what that call is about. Go ahead and book a call immediately, especially if you know that evangelizing your excellence is like the one thing you need to unlock. Why keep waiting? Why keep struggling when the answer is right here? The end of your struggles is right here. And it starts with that call, thepeoplestack.com/book. So the message of the day is that you have to, you need to, it is a must to effectively evangelize your excellence from a place of integrity and authenticity and love if you want to upgrade your career as a technical professional, as a technical leader. And the only way to learn how to do that is to get expert help, to get expert guidance and assistance. And so I've given you the path to do that. So that's it for today, folks. On the next episode, we'll talk even more about evangelizing your excellence and how important it is. So talk to you again soon. Have a great day, everybody. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO/husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.